Hello, everybody. Welcome to Zim's Beer Review. This is episode number 3, and we actually have something a little bit different for this episode. I teamed up with my buddy who I've mentioned before, who is the woodworker. His company is Shaver Wood. We teamed up to, he sponsored this episode, we'll say, a good way of putting it. So this beer review is listed as a mystery beer review. This will be the first one in our mystery beer series. And the whole premise behind this is my buddy Jason at Shaverwood is going to send me a random beer. He's not going to tell me what it is. He's removed the label from the whole beer. As you can see, if you're watching on YouTube or on Twitch, for those of you listening to the podcast, I have a 22-ounce bomber here. Glass bottle, and the label has been completely removed. I do not know what it is. My only clue is the cap. And you can see a little logo on there. There's no words. So I don't know what kind of beer this is. In addition to the beer he sent, he also sent an envelope. Inside the envelope is the label for the beer that I'll be drinking. And some facts about the brewery, because on this podcast, like you guys know, I usually tell you a little bit about the brewery, give you a little bit of just insight on them, some facts, just a little bit of tidbit of information on whatever beer I'm reviewing and the brewery associated with them. But in this case, I don't know what beer I'm about to try. And so I can't pull up any information for you guys. So he went ahead and supplied me with that, which was awesome. So I have to give him a big shout out, Shaver Wood. Huge shout out for him for doing that. This is, like we said, episode 1 of the Mystery Brew review. And it's number 3 overall. So we'll just continue this randomly. We're trying to get maybe 1, maybe 2 mystery brews a month that we'll do. So this is episode 1. So let's just get right into it. We have a 22-ounce bomber here. I don't know what it is. I can't even tell the color in here. It looks dark, but the bottle is so dark itself that I don't think I could tell anyways if this was light or not. Visually, like I said, the only clue I have is the cap. If you're looking on YouTube or on Twitch, you can see the cap. It looks like a little hop symbol. I'm trying to rack my brain and to remember what brewery this is. I know the logo looks familiar. There are no words on here. I want to guess and say that this is Hop Valley Brewery out of Eugene, Oregon. I don't know for sure. We'll find out later. So let's get right into this. So we're going to go ahead and pop this one right open. Because we're chilled and somehow didn't break in the mail. That's really on there. There we go. Okay, got the lid off. We'll put the lid over here on our new little stand. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll see at a beer stand, beer stand there. So let's just go ahead and pour this and see what color we get. So as I'm pouring, I can tell this is dark. This is a deep brown in color. Instantly, I think it's got to be some sort of a porter or a stout. Maybe not a stout. It's could be a little. Well, no, that is pretty dark. That is a. It is dark. It smells. It smells like it looks. It smells like a deep flavor. This is not. This is not an amber. This is not a light beer by any means. That is very rich in flavor, not very hoppy, very, very light hop characteristic on this, honestly. If it does have a lot of hops, I'll be surprised. And the flavor actually would hide it really well. It's kind of throwing me here. I want to say this is a stout, but I don't know Hop Valley Brewing well enough to know what stout. I know a couple of their IPAs This is not one of those. It's too dark for that. I'm having to stick with a stout right now. I don't know if they have a brown ale similar to like a Newcastle, but I think this color would still be too dark for that. It does taste similar to the Jubal Ale that I reviewed recently from Deschutes. So it could be a holiday style. It might be a seasonal beer. I'm not sure. That has really good flavor though. This is the anticipation of opening this envelope is killing me right now. I just want to rip into it and see what it is. I know the answer is right here, but I want to keep testing myself. I keep going right back to stout. That's the only thing I can think. It's similar to a stout, but it's not Guinness like either. So that makes me lean towards a holiday style, but I don't know if they make a holiday beer. Either way, it's a good beer. It is good. If it is a holiday beer, I like whatever this is more than that Deschutes Jubal Ale that I tried. So this anticipation is killing me to the point where I got to open this up. So let's go ahead and give this a try here. We're opening the envelope. See if you can hear this. So we're opening it up officially. We have Hop Valley. It's called the Hop Valley VIP. It is a vanilla infused porter. I think I'm holding the label up to the camera. If you're on YouTube or Twitch right here, you can see the label is silver and gold. It has the same logo that the cap had. I was correct. It is Hop Valley Brewing. Hop Valley is out of Eugene. Man, I gotta say the vanilla flavor in this was what must have been leading me to the holiday flavor. Made me think it was a holiday style, similar to the Jubal Ale, or a Christmas ale, or just holiday in general. Definitely a porter. I might have said porter when I first saw the color, but then I kind of got sidetracked with stout, so I'm not sure which one I was saying anymore. Definitely a porter. So anyways, yeah. Let's let you know a little bit about it. He went ahead and put some information on here for me so I can fill you guys in. So Hop Valley has two locations. They have one location in Eugene, Oregon, and another in Springfield, Oregon, like I had said. The Eugene location is in downtown Eugene. It's a really cool spot. They have food and beer. It's a restaurant on one end, more of a bar on the other end. It's kind of in like the downtown older district of Eugene. It's kind of like the Brew Central. There's a couple other breweries within a few blocks of each other. Excuse me, this porter. It's definitely carbonated. The tasting room in Eugene that I've been to, it's a really cool atmosphere. They have a ton of beer on tap. They have what I thought was really cool when I went there was they have a LCD screen, big TV, standing vertically rather than horizontally, and it has all their beer on tap up there on the screen. Similar, it is a menu, but they can update it with whatever new beer they're putting on or taking off. And what was really cool about it is it said the name, and it said the alcohol content. It had a little description of it, and it even showed a color sample of what the beer's color was, so you could kind of get an idea. I thought that was a really cool idea, but overall it was a really cool, chill place to hang out and have a beer with some friends. And, I actually went there with my buddy who sent me this, last time I was in Eugene. So that's probably partially why he sent me this one. Otherwise, it's a really cool spot. So, Hop Valley was started in 2009. I'm going to guess in Eugene. Usually that's how things start in Eugene, then expand towards Springfield. He has on here, and I can't say this opinion does not reflect my views. He says they have the best sweet potato fries in town. I cannot confirm or deny. I don't know. But like I said, they do have a menu. They have a full restaurant. And I have had their food. And they have really good food. I actually want to say I went to the restaurant portion of the tasting room, tap room, for one of my buddies' dinners right before his wedding. So that was actually, I did have their food there. I did not have their sweet potato fries. Jason says they're good, but they do have a great menu. And it is, it's not a sports bar. I wouldn't say it's a sports bar, but they do have TVs up. If you're into watching the you know, whatever game is on, whether it's the NFL or NBA or college, they have enough TVs that usually everything's on TV on the big days. So it's a really chill place to go hang out. A little bit more about the beer on here. So this is vanilla infused porter. They call it their VIP. It's 5.9% alcohol, which is not super high, but it doesn't taste like it's high. It also doesn't taste really low. It's right in line with what I would expect. If I had to guess, I would have said maybe 5.5 or 6%. So, nothing crazy there. It's not like you're drinking it and like, oh wow, this is 9 or 10% alcohol. I can't believe it. It's right in line with where you'd expect it to be. The vanilla beans are added to the conditioning tank. So they brew the beer, and then when they're conditioning the beer, that's when they add the vanilla beans, which is how they get the vanilla infusion. It's not extract. It is actually vanilla beans that they add straight to the brewed beer. It's not quite beer at that point, but they add it during that section of the brew process so that it kind of just soaks in the vanilla flavor. It does taste a little bit like chocolate, which is pretty right in line with a porter like you would expect. So vanilla chocolate definitely gives it that holiday flavor. It is overall a really well-rounded beer. I enjoy it. I'd have to say I do enjoy this more than the Deschutes beer that I had. It is just an overall really, really well-rounded beer. If you're into porters in general, or if you're kind of the holiday, you like to try whatever seasonal beer is out. I know I like to try whatever seasonal beer is out. If it's summer, I like to try the summer ales. I like to try the different shandies that different breweries come out with. Going into the fall, I really enjoy the fall festive beers. Like I had said, I want to say I said it on a previous episode that I really enjoy the pumpkin beer. I also said I don't fully love the holiday stuff, but I do always try it. This would be definitely one to check out if you're into the holiday beers or just porters in general. Or if you want to try something different, the vanilla infusion on this is a really cool idea. It is, I brew at home, and I might have to try something similar to that with adding the vanilla beans straight to the brew process. I've added pumpkin pie spice to some of my beers during the boil and the fermentation process to get some flavor. But the vanilla beans would be a really cool idea. That you could add that to a whole assortment of beers. That is pretty good. Overall, like I said, really well-rounded beer. Really, it's really full-bodied. It is heavy. This is not one that you're going to want to drink a six-pack of, which is probably why they sell it in these 22-ounce bombers. It is almost the perfect amount. I feel like I could drink this glass and about that much more. Pointing at my bottle here to show you how much I have left. Any more than that, it's going to be a little bit too heavy. Not necessarily the alcohol content or any of that that's going to get to you. It's more so just it's a heavy beer. It's definitely meant to be sipped on. Really good flavor, definitely for someone who enjoys a porter. And so I got to give Jason a big shout out for sending this to me. I hope you guys enjoyed this mystery beer, mystery brew review, we'll call them. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you look forward to them in the future. Let me know your feedback. If there's a beer that you think we should review, or if you have an idea for a mystery brew, get a hold of Jason at Shaverwood. Let him know, and maybe you'll see it on the show. So I want to say thanks to him. A big shout out to him. and we'll definitely do this again in the future. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening wherever you guys get your podcasts. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me at Zim's Beer Review. I'm also on YouTube live streaming. These will be posted after the live stream. You can find that at Zim's Beer Review as well. And so thank you. And until next time, happy drinking.